We've rocketed to 13th on the medal tally in Pyeongchang because Matt Graham did Australia proud with a silver medal in the men's mogul. He joins us on the line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I think you're ranked 3 going into this event. You've come with the silver medal. How do you feel about it now, straight after the event, Matt? Do you feel that you've performed to your best in this event?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was a long night last night, and you know, we had to get through a lot of rounds to get to the super final, top 6 medal round. So, they're really happy to get through the rounds and have a shot at a medal. You know, I missed out in Sochi. I finished 7th place, so that was, you know, a little bit heartbreaking. But as a young teenager back then, you know, I was, you know, the world was still, you know, it was all at my feet. So it was nice to, you know, jump into the medal round last night and, you know, come away with a silver medal. It's pretty special, and you know, it's still sinking in.
Yeah,
Matt, can you take us through the scenario? You were actually in first place with a couple of other skiers to come and got knocked off.
Yeah, so I was when I finished my super final run, I was, you know, went into first place with still 3 skiers to go. So if, you know, those 3 skiers performed better than I did, then, you know, I would have finished 4th place. But, you know, I put a good enough run down to, you know, hold into 2nd place. So, you know, it was pretty nerve-wracking. But at the same time, you know, I kind of saved the best to last and did my best run in the super final when it counted. So that was, you know, really special.
As parents of children, Tico and here and I here have just been amazed at the sacrifices that have been made in your family for you to be able to do what you did. Tell us about the fact that I think it was either 6 or 8-year-old, you said, right, Mum and Dad, I want to play winter sports. I want to do winter sports. And so they were prepared to drive you from the Central Coast down to the Perisher Winter Sports Club every winter weekend. Moments like this that puts that sort of thing into perspective, Matt.
Yeah, I guess it's looking back on it now, I don't even know if it was my decision, to be honest. I think, I think it was, you know, Mum and Dad enjoyed skiing as much as we did, and they just put us in a winter sports club program. You know, I'm the youngest of 4 siblings, and yeah, I think, you know, our family ski holidays all of a sudden turned into a weekend program at the Perisher Winter Sports Club. So that's kind of how we got a how me and my siblings got a taste of, you know, snow skiing as a winter sport. So that's how it all started, and the whole family loved it and we enjoyed it. So the passion really started from there.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Matt Graham, our latest Olympic silver medalist from Pyeongchang. Matt, can you take our listeners and our viewers through this course? Because you watch it on TV, you guys make it look so easy. But we all know if you hit a bump, any sort of bump on a ski slope, it's quite a challenge. Can you give us an insight into the course and what you've got to go through?
I guess, you know, mogul course, it's probably a lot steeper than you think. You know, if you're standing at the top, it's intimidating to most people. So, you know, it's 28 degrees in pitch, which, you know, is relatively steep. So it's a little scary, but, you know, when you grow up and do it, it's, you know, a lot less daunting these days than what it was when I was a kid. So I guess we train and put a lot of work in year in, year out. So, you know, it's all fun and games for us now.
Yeah. Why was it that moguls became your discipline? Is it just that was your best event, Matt?
Yeah, I guess, you know, when I started out as, you know, in the Winter Sports Club as a 7-year-old, and I did all the different disciplines. I did some alpine skiing, some, you know, some free riding, some slopestyle, and some moguls. And I think I think back then it was just what I enjoyed the most. It was, I had, you know, a bit of everything. It had the speed, it had the technical turns of alpine skiing.
Yeah.
And it also had the, you know, the acrobatic tricks of a slopestyle course. So that was a big drawing card for me. And yeah, that's, you know, I just really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed the fast pace, you know, it's spontaneous, it's athletic, and yeah, it's just really fun.
What part of your body does not hurt after the moguls?
I don't really know, to be honest.
It's
a seriously physical sport. You know, if you ever stand on the side of a mogul course, you'll understand the kind of beating that the body goes through. So you know, obviously the knees, the hips and the back are the thing that, that takes most of the impact. So it's the kind of stuff we have to learn to deal with, and that's the stuff we have to train for in the off season to yeah, I guess prepare ourselves.
We had Yana Pittman. We were speaking to her last night, and she was talking about how close the Winter Olympic team is because the size is not so big. Yeah, 51, I think it is this time around. What's up for you now? You sticking around the village and just supporting your teammates?
Yeah, I've got I've got a few days off hanging out. Got a bunch. Obviously, you know, after last night, I got a bunch of media stuff today. So
yeah,
today's quite busy, but you know, I'm just going to hang out, try and catch up with as many teammates as possible between now and when I leave. But I'm actually coming home on the, I'm flying home on the evening of the 15th of February. You know, I've got 10 days at home, and then I still actually have 4 World Cups to compete in March. So
okay,
I'll go home, have a break, you know, get some sun. It's been a while. I've been overseas since November 18th. So
yeah,
it's been a really long season so far. So I'm really looking forward to getting some warm weather and some sun. And then, I'll gear up for the rest of the season.
Matt, we can't thank you enough. Congratulations again, and terrific to see your success with that silver medal.
All right, thanks, guys.